Round world heads to Wentworth Park tonight with the semi-finals of the Easter Egg and the heats of the Association Cup. And George Faruja joins us. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
What can we... I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. And happy Easter to you and the family. Mate, as you said, it's strange this year because usually Easter Saturday brings upon the final of the Golden Easter Egg. But obviously all the rain that Sydney have, we're still up to just a semi-final stage. And there's four cracking semi-finals there tonight. We kick off in race five with the favourites Fernando Bluey, this absolute lid pinger of a greyhound who narrowly was defeated in the Australian Cup only a couple of weeks ago. He's a $1.85 favourite in the first heat. In race six, Tommy Shelby, WA's favourite greyhound, is a $1.65 to progress. Now, of course, if he does progress, he will miss out on the heats of the Perth Cup, his own home final, but it's not bad going for $250,000 next week if he can get through. Race 7, we see Wow, the local hero. He's an absolute star. His run last week, Warren, was outstanding. He's at $2, which I thought he'd be a little bit shorter than that. There's a little bit of speed drawn on his inside, but if he gets clear running to that first corner, watch out. And in the last heat, the Greyhound, who absolutely lit up the clock last week, Warren, Flying Ricardo, of course named after F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo, 29.22 at Wentworth Park, the second fastest time ever at the track. It was just amazing. He's drawn box eight, but we had Christy Sultana on during the week who said it doesn't really matter what box he draws. If he just begins safely and shows his best, he'll be very hard to beat. There's also three heats of the Association Cup. The most interesting runner for me, apart from Stanley Road, who'll go into the series as favourite, is Fernando Caz. She took out a Group 1 race at the Meadows in February, and we did hear from Kayla Cottrell saying that she's waiting to put her up to 700. This is her first 700 today, and she's at $5.50 and $1.80 a play, so probably an each-way play there, Warren, tonight, race 10, number 2 at Wentworth Park. Also give some tips at the Meadows, the best for tonight, race 3, number 1, Niangar Boy, just like where he's drawn here. I know he did win at the Meadows off box 8 three starts ago against Fernando Mick, who went on to race in the launching pad final. Had no luck during the launching pad series. And I just think that the grain in box two will set up the race for him. It will show some speed. I think Niangar Boy can sit behind them and be hard to beat, race three, number one. Those having a play on the quaddy, Warren, my numbers are 4, 5, 6 and 7 into 2, 6 and 8 into 1, 2, 4 and 5 into 1, 4, 7 and 8. We'll be on radio tomorrow morning to go through the Golden Easter Egg final and the Association Cup final.
Great work, George. Looking forward to seeing those results pan out. I'm sure there's plenty of winners there and some terrific racing at Winnie Park tonight for the Greyhounds. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Have a good day, mate.